Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about allergies, nothing to sneeze at. And Dr. Prather, we decided to do this show because 'tis the season of allergies.
Yes. So many people are coming in with allergy symptoms right now. That's the number one complaint of all of our patients. So definitely a very good time to broach the subject.
Right. And that is that usually at springtime that we see?
Well, springtime is, each different season has their own allergies. But what makes the spring so terrible for a lot of people is because trees are when this is when they're pollinating.
Uh-huh.
And trees spread their pollen for about 50 miles. Basically, you know, when you're a tree and you want to make love to another tree, uh-huh. it's kind of hard to move over there to be close to them. So you have to put out a lot of pollen. If you were a tree, you got to put out a lot of pollen. The males have to put out a lot of pollen to find the female trees so that they can make baby trees.
Never thought of it that way.
So there's a lot of pollen out there, and they kind of have to, you know, load it down.
Yeah, especially here, you know, in the Midwest, it just seems to be very prevalent. Mm-hmm. Well, how many people in the United States have allergy or asthma symptoms?
It's about one in five is what the statistic
wow.
is. So about one in five people, as they do the you know, the tests on them, then they find that they are have the IgE component to the allergies.
And what does that mean,
IgE? That's the anaphylactic, you know, where you breathe in the pollen and you get the immediate reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a portion of the immune system that responds to allergens. So the immune system is divided up into several different categories, and so as we test them out, we find that people are positive for the allergies at a significant level, about one in five people.
Hmm. Well, what are some of the symptoms for chronic allergy? You know, runny nose, congestion?
Yes, runny nose, there's the watery eyes, you get the whole problems with that. There can be some rashes, there can be some constriction in the in the bronchioles, mm-hmm. that's actually when you get into the asthma system. So there's a increase in the whole histamine reaction within the body. So everything that's associated with that.
Is that different than the number of people with chronic allergy-like symptoms, you know, the runny nose, congestion, and cough, but who have non-allergic, you know, rhinosinusitis instead?
Yeah, there are people who, you know, consider themselves that they have allergies, but they have just a congested nasal passages.
Mm-hmm.
But when they actually are tested out on the immune system, that they're not really having allergies. One of the things that's very interesting is the sinuses is also a detoxifier for the blood.
Mm.
So you have the liver, which is the main detoxifier, and then you also have, if that's backed up and not working properly, then the sinuses actually become the detoxifier and can actually be involved in part of the whole runny nose, congested sinuses, that type of thing, and not really have anything to do with allergies. It's just more of a congestion that's going on.
You need to know the difference.
And there is a definite difference, and how you treat them is actually different. And, mm-hmm. and about one in every three people have that congested sinus type of symptoms,
mm-hmm.
though it's not necessarily has anything to, it's not allergy-based.
So that was interesting. You said sinuses are the detoxifier of the blood?
One of the points that the body actually can do the detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we're, you know, evaluating people, there are oftentimes that we need to treat their liver to actually get their sinuses decongested. And oftentimes can have a very, very big effect. I have people who go in and say, you know, I've got chronic sinuses, and I was sure that I had allergies. Went into the allergist, got tested, and they said, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing that we really need to do. And they go, you know, what's that all about? You know, where are my sinus problems coming from? And we do a blood test on them. We find the liver congested, and we say, well, you know, you've got a congested liver. You know, when that backs up, you have then you need to actually find another means of actually detoxifying yourself, and it goes to the sinuses. So, you know, as we can clear out the liver, then all of a sudden their sinus problems are actually relieved too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are answers to everything and a reason. And oftentimes they're said, well, there's no reason for it. Mm-hmm. There's always a reason. And that's one of the things that we look to is the liver.
So what causes allergies?
Well, allergies, and this can kind of sound redundant and funny, is allergens causes allergies. But, you know, but there's much more on that. You know, everybody's exposed to the exact same thing, but not everybody responds.
Well, it's interesting. There was a statistic that 90% of our lives are spent indoors.
Sure.
90%. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
a lot of allergens even within our home.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, allergens in the home even have a higher percentage. You know, if you're talking about outdoor pollution to indoor pollution, you know, you depending on the home, it can be 2 to 100 times higher on the allergens inside than outside.
Wow.
So, you know, there are people who find relief by escaping indoors, but oftentimes there are people who have different types of allergens that they need to be outdoors more.
Mm-hmm.
But allergens, you know, if you're talking about true allergens, we had talked about they were an IgE, immunoglobulin E, is the inherited form of allergies. So there is an inherited factor in allergies. So, you know, you get it from mom or dad. And different people have developed different types of allergies over the years that the body responds to. And there's different forms of the immune system, and there is a form that actually, you know, just looks for that type of thing. There are specialized white blood cells that are in the body, circulating in the blood, and concentrate up in the sinuses and in the lungs. And then they respond to already preset allergens that they've inherited, and then the body responds to it, and then you have the whole histamine response, where there's an inflammation, there is a itchiness, there is the buildup of fluid, all those types of things that creates the whole problem, and really makes people's lives miserable oftentimes, and actually can even lead to deadly type of consequences.
Yeah, they said the number of deaths each year in the U.S. from asthma is over 3,000.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
So allergens, you know, can be deadly. They can certainly be extremely inconvenient and is a very common problem that people deal with.
Now, I also have a percentage that odds that a child with one allergic parent will develop allergies, 33%.
Yep.
And odds that a child with two allergic parents will develop allergies is 70%.
Wow. Yeah, thanks a lot, mom and dad. Right?
Yeah.
But yes, you know, when we're talking about allergies, you're definitely talking about an inherited situation. But there are things that can be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. What are some alternatives to you know, the pharmaceuticals?
Well, you know, as you're dealing with allergens, there are actually many different types of ways to approach it. The medical route, of course, people, you know, get their Singulair and Sudafed and all those different types of medicines to help to control the symptoms of the allergies. But, of course, there are the allergy shots, you know, where you actually go in there. And what you're trying to do with that is actually desensitization.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're actually trying to get the body to no longer respond to the allergen and get it cleared up. And interestingly enough, that idea actually came from homeopathy.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a homeopathic and what would be really considered almost an alternative type of a thought process to be able to get that under control.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, the idea on that, the philosophy, is that you take a little bit of something to actually desensitize the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're actually taking an allergy shot, what you're doing is actually getting a small amount of that particular allergen. And if you get, you know, if you get too much, then you have a histamine reaction,
mm-hmm.
which you don't want to get. But below that, you can actually start to desensitize the body and actually stop the whole allergic response. So that's a great way of actually approaching it, and you know, a definite way to actually help it. But there are many different other types of ways that you could actually approach it. A matter of fact, including homeopathy itself, which is even safer than the shots.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a whole program along those lines. There's herbal remedies that are very well known to be of help. There's acupuncture. There's chiropractic. There are different types of therapies you can do. There's nasal washing. In other words, there's a whole host of different ways that you can actually approach this problem.
Mm-hmm.
If one's not working for you, then trying another one can be extremely effective.
Okay, well, when we come back, let's talk specifically about those alternatives to treatment for allergies.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractor, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it. People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is.
Uh-huh.
So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Allergies.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Today our show is about allergies, nothing to sneeze at, and there is a lot of sneezing going on.
There is a lot of sneezing.
Well, let's talk about the different alternative treatments to allergies. This was an interesting statistic. Rank of allergies among other leading chronic diseases in the U.S. is fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it's considered chronic disease.
Chronic disease, absolutely.
Okay.
For those who suffer with it, it can be pretty miserable.
Right. And, you know, spring is the time you want to enjoy and get outdoors.
Instead of hiding inside.
Uh-huh. But then if you're outdoors,
sure,
your allergies increase. And so, but let's talk about some good alternative therapies to allergies. You mentioned acupuncture.
Yes.
How effective is acupuncture for allergies?
Well, you know, I have a lot of people who come in for acupuncture treatment, and one of the most common things that people come in for acupuncture for is for their allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, different people respond to everything differently.
Right.
You know, I think that's one thing to be aware of, and there are an awful lot of people who really don't do well with medications. You know, they've even tried the shots, and that didn't seem to work well for them. So they come in, and it's probably about one in every five people who actually are coming in for acupuncture, and their main reason is for allergies, because they had read online that it has been something that has been tested and found to be have some extremely good effect.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there are studies that that acupuncture actually ranked number one on the relief of allergies of of treatments. Now, there are conflicting studies on that, mm-hmm. like everything. But one thing that I always tell people is different people respond to different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one young man who came in and just had miserable allergies during the spring. And, I mean, you know, basically where he looked like a chipmunk, whatever the
swollen.
During the spring, mm-hmm. yeah, his face would kind of swell up, his cheeks would, his eyes would become slits, and he couldn't do the allergy shots just because he was so reactive, you know, that the allergists, refused to do them just because, he felt that he could die from it.
Mm-hmm.
The medications just made him fall asleep, and so he was a sleepy chipmunk. which
miserable.
Yeah, which didn't work well. And so we started in on the acupuncture, and he came back afterwards, and he says, "Wow, I had 2 days. It was like I didn't even have allergies."
Mm. After one treatment.
After one treatment. But, you know, it started to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him that, you know, he's very responsive to it, and he would need a series of 12 treatments. And we set him up on that, and he just did fantastic. He got relief each time. It was longer. There was less, problems mm-hmm. associated with it. So he did fantastic during the whole springtime. And then the next spring, he came back and he said, you know, my allergies are about a fourth of what they were last year. But, you know, he said, I would still like to get, you know, some treatment. Did another series of treatments on him, another 12. Again, very, very good response. I've actually heard from him this year, and he says, you know, he's absolutely not having any symptoms at this point.
Mm.
So acupuncture is a very, very legitimate treatment for mm-hmm. allergies. You get actually immediate relief. It's, you know, and we can usually tell within 2 to 3 treatments
if
whether it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I always like to make the caveat, nothing works for everyone.
You right.
know, even the pharmaceuticals or the shots. So it's another very, very nice one.
We are individuals with
right.
our own physiology.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about the acupuncture is there's absolutely no risk involved in it.
Well, and I too want to let the listeners know, if you're afraid of needles, we have non-needle acupuncture too.
Absolutely. I'm mm-hmm. glad you pointed that out. Because I have had people who said, you know, I would do the acupuncture, but I just, you know, have this phobia with needles. And really, you know, needles are actually not a good term for the acupuncture needles. Mm-hmm. You've had those before. Oh. And I actually call them filaments because they're thinner than a hair. They're rounded on the end, and they actually go in between the skin cells. And most people don't even notice that they're going in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a...
That's what they should have called them, filaments.
Yeah, instead of needles. Now, yeah, so, you know, when they show them on movies and TV shows, they try to get the biggest, most dramatic types of things to get a response on people. But, you know, we don't use things like that.
No.
You know, they're a little tiny, very thin, and really you don't feel them. But if you really, you know, can't take needles, which we have a lot of people who do, we have... laser, we have electrical, we even have a powder. So there are more than, you know, again, there are, I like the term alternatives to about everything.
Right.
You know, there isn't one set way to deal with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So acupuncture is extremely effective and something that people should keep in mind.
Yeah, it's, we have a lot of people come in and never had acupuncture. So they have their first experience with acupuncture at our office, and by the second session a lot of them are falling asleep, you know.
Oh yeah, it does. It has a huge relax. I mean, I have the most common reason that people come in for acupuncture is anxiety and stress. Because as probably most of them say, I get more relaxation even than a massage.
Wow.
It just puts me to sleep, and I feel great, you know, the whole rest of the time, and makes a very dramatic difference. And with that, that's almost 100%, and that's the most common reason that people come in for acupuncture.
Interesting. Well, does chiropractic help with allergies?
Yes, there have actually been studies on chiropractic adjustments and allergies, and it actually has a very, very strong support on its studies to actually help to relieve the allergies. One of the things that we actually do that is 100% helpful is we actually do adjustments on the sinus areas themselves, on the skull.
Mm-hmm.
And that produces an immediate change, and that's 100% effective on actually getting some relief. So the chiropractic, the spinal adjustments have been shown to have a very, very good effect on allergies. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of people who come in almost solely for that to get relief. But then we also do some skull adjusting, do some adjustments over the frontal sinus, over the maxillary sinus, opening up the eustachian tubes.
Yeah, I know that.
Very, very important thing. I have people who say, oh, you know, my allergies are kicking up. You know, if you can adjust my sinuses and my eustachian tubes, I would be one happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pop those open, and again, it's not a delayed type of relief. I mean, people can feel the changes immediately.
Feel the draining immediately, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the draining actually starts to occur, and you get some very, very good responses on that. And so it's a wonderful way to... the acupuncture, what's nice about the acupuncture and the chiropractic is it's absolutely immediate.
Mm-hmm.
People travel quite a distance to get their sinuses and the eustachian tubes open.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll try to do that eustachian tube adjustment on their own. And
yeah.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Well, what effect does homeopathy have on allergies?
The whole idea of a little bit desensitizing the body is something that's very well proven. I mean, that's the whole basis of the care of an allergist. And the shots are a very, very effective means for quite a few people on actually clearing that up. But there is some risk involved in it. You have to have a... you can't have if it's a little too much than what you should have,
mm-hmm.
You can have a very strong reaction. It can be life-threatening. And, of course, you know, the shots, especially as you're dealing with children, can be rather traumatic. Even the testing can be. So you can also have homeopathic remedies that you put underneath the tongue,
mm-hmm.
and actually get the same results. So we can actually have a
safer.
Small enough, it's safer, it is less invasive, and we can actually get some very, very good response to the body. and actually desensitize the body so it's no longer as allergic to the offender as what was going on before. So homeopathy is a wonderful way along those lines. There are several different ways. People probably don't realize that there's about 12 different categories of homeopathy. And each one of them can approach allergens through different types of means. So it's a very complicated type of a prescription type of a program to actually work with that, and definitely takes someone who is very knowledgeable in homeopathy to get the proper results.
So with homeopathy, you can figure out what allergen they have?
Well, if it's already predetermined, and that's one of the things, there are many different ways to actually determine allergens. Of course, there's the skin testing, which we can take that information and apply it. There's also blood tests, IgE blood tests that you can do. There are also electrodermal screening is another way to actually find out what your response, you know, what you're having allergies to. So each one of those are different means of actually testing it. And then we can take that information and then make up the homeopathics according to different people's needs and then desensitize them.
Right, and then there's no side effects.
That's the nice thing about the homeopathy is there's no risk and no side effects.
Okay, well, up next, let's talk about herbal remedies that help with allergies.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I'm a little fat. I went to the doctor. He told me I had to lose 100 pounds. I'm out of shape, folks. I sweat in a cold shower. That's out of shape. 3 weeks ago, I pulled a muscle at the buffet. That's out of shape. Oh, is that ham? Oh, God. I should have stretched. Oh, feel the burn. Feel the burn. Oh, is that pizza? I gotta go. Hold on.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Our focus today is on allergies, nothing to sneeze at. And I just want to go over that statistic again, Dr. Prather, that the percentage of the U.S. population that tests positive to one or more allergens is 55%.
Yep.
So one in five deal with allergy or asthma symptoms. We're talking about different treatments and that we offer at the Prather Wellness Center. We talked about acupuncture and how helpful that is, chiropractic care, homeopathy. Let's talk about the different herbal remedies that help, and these we provide at our office. What herbal remedies, Dr. Prather, do you find helpful for allergens?
Well, interestingly enough, there are literally about 250 different herbs that can actually help with allergens and classifications of them. The most popular one is Butterbur. There's been more research on that one than about any others.
Did you say Butterbur?
Butterbur. Right. Stinging nettle is very well known to be of help. Elderflower, sorrel, cowslip, gentian root, turmeric, all of those are just a list of some of the different types of herbs that can be involved in helping. There's also bromelain that can be utilized to decrease the inflammation. There's also quercetin, which is found in many different types of foods and can be concentrated to actually help with allergens. So herbals is a huge area that you can actually utilize in the use of trying to get the allergens down and have been proven very effective in many different types of cases. But again, there are so many different types of herbs that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't going to respond well. You know, you could have the same allergens.
Mm-hmm.
One person could respond to an herb and just be like a miracle, whereas you could take three other people in it and it not do anything for them.
Right.
So one of the things that we can actually do is we have something called an electrodermal screening unit,
mm-hmm,
that we can actually pretest on all of these different types of remedies and see which one's going to work the best for someone.
Mm. It's very individualized.
It's very individualized. And as they do studies, oftentimes the studies can be in conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one worked very well. This one didn't. And what they're doing is they're taking, it depends on who you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you find out the right remedy for someone, then it can be actually miraculous. And that's one of the things that we can actually do. And oftentimes the herbals can be even more effective than the pharmaceuticals with less risk. But we can actually take it even a step further. We can get the same effect of the herbals in a homeopathic form, which is another way of actually approaching it, with none of the risk of the herbs itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually approach not only which herbs are actually involved, but we can actually even change up the approach that we actually give them to people so that we can have a much safer and more effective means of actually doing that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So
again, different people actually approach it into different ways. We have a product that's called Dehist, which is actually formulated, and it's got 8 different herbal formulas in there. And that is a very common thing that we give. And many of the people who actually respond quite well to that find that with that, it's actually more effective than the medications without any of the sleepiness. One of the things that, I had a truck driver who came in and who had terrible allergies, and it was actually interfering in his driving because he couldn't see anymore.
Right.
You know, so, uh-huh, you know, he would have to turn on the air conditioner and kind of make sure that the pollen was cleared out and circulating to be able to actually travel. But then whenever he took medicine, he was very responsive to it, and he would actually get sleepy, which isn't a good thing to do when you're a truck driver.
No.
And so we had tested him out and found that the formulation of the Dehist would be something that he was responding to. And he said it just, you know, changed my life. He didn't have any of the problems. He was able to clear it up with the Dehist. And one of the interesting things was that over a period of time, his need for the Dehist actually decreased.
Wow.
So there was actually a healing and a boosting of the body's ability to actually deal with the allergens.
Right. Yeah, and that in your story about the man that did the acupuncture.
Sure.
The same thing happened, too. By the third season, he didn't need the acupuncture sessions.
Correct. So, yeah, you know, as you actually deal with it in this way, you can actually get some changes that not only help in the short term, but actually can help in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about nutritional supplements? Can they be helpful?
Absolutely. If you are low on certain vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, you can actually increase your chances of actually getting allergens. So getting those nutritionals taken care of. I had a gentleman who came in, and every time he would mow the lawn, which he loved to do,
mm-hmm,
he just you know, it was just a nightmare afterwards. So one of the things that we found on him was that he was very low on magnesium. He had a very high stressful job. And one of the things that men do is they just eat up magnesium.
When they're stressed.
When they're stressed. Mm-hmm. So we gave one of the most important things that we gave him was magnesium. And that had probably the biggest effect on anything. And again, after about three seasons of allergens, you know, he says, "Yeah, I think I got over my allergies. I'm not quite sure why, but I haven't needed my magnesium anymore." And I said, "Well, you finally built up your body's ability." Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was actually a cure involved in that.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
And that's the goal. Yeah.
That's the goal. You know, finding the different types of things. And it can be different for every single person. That's why they've done studies on certain fatty acids that have helped out with allergies. And basically, the whole reason was is that the person was low on their fatty acids. Mm-hmm. So, as you actually balance out the body, bring it back up into health, your reactions to allergens actually decrease.
And that's called homeostasis.
That is called homeostasis.
that's our word. How about nasal washes? Are nasal washes helpful?
Nasal washes are a great preventative type of means. If you know that you have sinus congestions, whether it's from a detoxification or from allergens, you can actually decrease your allergic reactions by keeping the sinuses cleared. So doing that on a basis where you keep the system cleared up and through there, then that can actually cut down quite a bit on your sinus and the problems that are associated with that.
Well, let's talk anything more before we go on that, but regarding the alternative treatments.
And again, we've just touched just a small number of them. There's diathermy, which we use a lot on sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big magnet and increases the blood flow and lymphatic flow. Can have a huge effect. Auricular therapy, where so we do electrical stimulation of the ears, can be extremely beneficial. There's a whole host of ways of approaching the system,
mm-hmm.
and you know, more than you can shake a stick at to trying to bring the body back into balance. But when you bring the body into balance, things improve.
Great, and we have a lot there at the Prather Wellness Center that is very helpful treatment. Well, let's talk about now. Does the body have two immune systems?
Very good point. You know, when we're talking about, because this is an immune response.
Allergens. Okay.
Yeah, it's part of the immune system. And you have, you know, I'm going to try to simplify it. I'm not going to get very technical.
Thank you. For my sake.
You have basically two immune systems. You have an outside immune system that deals with infections and foreign invaders. And then you have an inner immune system that actually deals with those allergens and reactions and histamine and inflammation. And a very definite, you know, one of the things that the medical profession actually looks at this whole process much differently than we do. They sit there and say whenever they're dealing with an overactive immune system, their thought oftentimes is to give it things that will actually weaken the immune system even more. So if you have an autoimmune disease, they oftentimes give an immune a medication that will actually decrease the immune system even further. One of the things that you can do when you have problems is take a steroid, cortisone, prednisone, different things mm-hmm. along those lines, and actually get some relief of the symptoms, but you actually weaken the immune system. What we find is that if you have allergens or autoimmune diseases, the outer immune system is actually weaker than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can actually build the outer immune system, actually strengthen it, then you actually find that the inner immune system, the reactive, the inflammatory type of immune system, will actually settle down. Because really, you know, the pollen isn't going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, why is the body so reactive on that type of a situation? And we find that it's one of the things that we find in everyone who has allergens or autoimmune diseases is that there is a failure of the outer immune system. There is a weakening that actually has occurred. And if you can actually rebuild that outer immune system, then you still have the inherited allergy, but the reactivity that you have dramatically increase, oftentimes to a point that that you don't even notice them. Mm. So, you know, when you have allergens, if that's one of the things that you're actually dealing with, you can approach this from a standpoint of, well, how do I get, you know, just deal with a symptomatology, which we have many different ways of actually approaching that. But actually taking the system and then using that as a warning sign that we need to rebuild your immune system to actually prevent, because the immune system is involved in cardiovascular disease, it's involved with cancer, it's involved with all the top killers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can keep the immune system up, one, it will help you to live longer, feel better, because oftentimes a lowered immune system will actually cause a fatigue that you have, and a lot of other different types of symptoms and problems that can occur, and help you to have more life in your longevity and more longevity in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really going with that is an important aspect.
Well, let's talk. Up next, we'll talk about how to repair that immune system.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem, too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no, oh my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Allergies, allergies, something's living on my skin.
Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. We're talking about allergies, nothing to sneeze at. And Dr. Prather, before we went to break, we were talking about the body having, you know, two immune systems. And, you know, everything goes back to that immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So as people strengthen their immune system, could they possibly have less allergies?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes against most of the medical thinking because, you know, the differentiation between the two, and they say, well, if it's over-responsive, then it must be reacting, you know, it must be too strong, but that's actually a falsehood. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole reason that the immune system actually over-responds is because it is weaker than it should be. Let's say there are two guys who walk into a bar. One of them is a master martial artist who could clear out the bar, you know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's not going to be overreactive to someone, you know, insulting him. If you got some wimpy guy who walks in and each of them have a gun, the master is probably not going to use the gun. But if somebody even looks at him cross-eyed, he might get scared and pull out his gun and start shooting everywhere.
Hmm.
Sort of the illustration of the immune system. You have a weakened immune system and it has the responsibility for defending the body. So with that weakened immune system, I have to get on any type of an invader now. I don't even have time to kind of look at them and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a strong immune system can kind of differentiate, is this really a problem or not?
Interesting.
So there's actually a calmness in the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as responsive. It knows that it can handle the problem. Mm-hmm. It can actually take its time to evaluate, you know, what's going on. It has better communication with the rest of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So a good functioning immune system is not going to worry.
Doesn't panic.
It's not going to panic when you have a little bit of pollen come through the system.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the immune system that's not working as well, that is weakened, it doesn't differentiate that well. It just knows that there's an invader here. We're weak. Let's over. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Did you come up with that analogy yourself?
No, I did not. There's actually some very famous allergists who actually got that illustration from.
Uh-huh.
They actually use that whole thing of the the two guys walking into the bar. You know, just to kind of get the point across.
Uh-huh.
Both of them have guns. Who's going to use it first?
Right. Well, let's talk about the immune system. So it can be repaired, correct?
It can be repaired. You can actually improve the immune system. We do that all the time. We see the evidence on the blood test as we recheck that. And there is a huge amount of symptomatology changes that occur. One, we see allergens go down. We see fatigue levels improve quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
We find people sleep better. Everything starts to work better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once the immune system is actually working, that's one of the major areas that we're constantly dealing with, and it is one of the major areas that people actually have difficulties with.
Mm. Interesting. So how is the gut involved, and why is it so important to the immune system?
Whenever you're talking about the immune system, you're talking about foreign invaders, and 80% of the immune system is around the gut. The rest of it, the rest of the 20% is spread around. A large portion is in the sinuses and in the lungs because that's another opening to the body. So that's a major area that it actually deals with. But 80% is around the gut, so that's a good area if you need to repair the immune system to actually evaluate and see if that is involved because that would have a huge effect on the system. And the United States, the National Institute of Health is doing a tremendous amount of study on the gut and the immune system. They're coming out with new information on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are quite startling. And there's a very strong belief within the scientific community that really getting a lot of the problems that we're dealing with, all the chronic diseases that people are actually dealing with at this point, can be actually solved by actually getting the gut to work better.
And we evaluate that at the Prather Wellness Center doing the GI effects.
Yes, and that's one of the things that if you're doing any type of long-term type of a check on people, is actually making sure that you have good lab tests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you have very thorough blood tests, that you find out what's going on in through the gut, the urine. Hair analysis is extremely important to find out what the metal contents or heavy metal toxicities of the body are. So laboratory testing is a very, very critical part, and we can find a lot of different types of answers through that.
Mm.
An example, had a kid come in, horrible allergies, skin, sinuses, poor kid, hadn't ever breathed through his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Always went through the mouth, rashes on a regular basis. And, they said it was allergy-based. But, you know, if they would have given him any types of shots, you know, to actually try to desensitize him, he would have died just mm-hmm. because he was so reactive.
Right.
So we did an evaluation on him, and including a stool kit, and we found parasites.
Mm.
Now, a very interesting fact about parasites is that they actually will increase the eosinophils of the body, because it's actually that inflammatory portion of the body that actually deals with parasites. So if you have a parasitic infection, your allergies are going to be extremely high.
Hmm.
So oftentimes with people that we have, they said, you know, I've tried the medical route, I've tried the shots, no response, my allergies are worse, they say I'm allergic to everything. Oftentimes we'll find a parasitic infection that has been undetected, clear out the parasites, and lo and behold, the allergies appear.
Mm.
So,
interesting.
You know, looking at it in that way, there can be also fungal infections, bacterial infections, viral infections in through there. There can be an imbalance in the body. One of the things that we look for is a lack of short-chain fatty acids. The cells of the intestine are dependent upon short-chain fatty acids for their health and for their nutrition. If you actually go low on that, that can actually cause a huge amount of problem in through the immune system, mm-hmm. in through the gut.
And a lot of that was found through this diagnostic you do, the GI effects.
Absolutely. We can actually measure the inflammation in through the bowels, too. How the immune system is responding on that. So very, very thorough type of test, and extremely important to deal with those, especially the very, very difficult allergy cases,
mm-hmm.
and even the more severe. Matter of fact, adult onset asthma is almost always caused by parasites.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you're talking about, for children, asthma cases, checking on the parasitic infections can actually make a huge differences on asthma. So if, you know, your child or as an adult, you're dealing with asthma, there is actually a very high percentage of possibility that it could be an underlying parasitic infection,
mm-hmm.
because of the increase in the eosinophils. It increases the reactivity throughout the whole body. The inflammatory process is much, much higher, and oftentimes that inflammation can actually target the bronchioles of the lung and cause the spasms that are associated with that.
Interesting. Well, what role does the liver play with sinusitis? Talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the show.
And that's one thing that we find on a regular basis, is the vast majority of people do not have their liver functioning correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We have way too many toxins in our system that we're exposed to. And if the liver backs up, you actually will start to detox through the nasal passages. And, I have had so many different types of people who came in who said, I've got horrible sinuses. I've been testing all the allergies. They said I'm not allergic to anything, but, I'm miserable.
Mm.
Check on their blood test, see what the liver enzymes are. And I said, well, you have a congested, backed up liver. Let's give you some things to help to detox that. As soon as we get those liver enzymes back to where they need to be, the sinuses clear up.
Right, right. It makes sense. Yeah. Now, why is structure function? We talk about structure function care in this area of allergens, you know, superior to more of the disease care model.
The structure function is involved in bringing the body back into homeostasis, a balance in the system. And as you do the lab test, what we're looking for is where is the body imbalanced? And when we can actually discover where the body is imbalanced, we bring it back into balance. And not only is this are the symptoms relieved at that point, but it's actually a permanent type of a change.
Mm.
So, you know, the whole ability of the body to actually heal, find the homeostasis that it's in. A body that's in homeostasis is not going to be have their eyes down to a slit, their sinuses puffed up, and they look like a chipmunk. Because the body's going to be able to adapt to that type of thing and not respond in that type of a manner.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can actually bring that body back into a functional, where the physiology is working correctly, where the structure's where it needs to be, the body is actually in homeostasis, and homeostasis is the definition of health. And if you have a healthy system, you're not going to have all those sinus problems.
Mm. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. As always, very interesting show on allergies. We're out of time for this week. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.